Take your seats. What? Oh, that's weird. Okay. Oh, and why did this go? Cool. All right. So we've got a little contest coming up here, but in order to win, you need to be down in here. So. Now, before I do this, is there anybody in the audience who has difficulty standing? Serious question. Anybody have difficulty standing up? Doesn't look like anybody. If you have difficulty standing up, just let us know and we'll have somebody represent you. We have, this little contest requires everybody to stand up. So everybody up. Now what I've got is a slide deck full of questions, okay? And it's heads or tails, right? And this is for some pretty sweet prizes. We have, what, some bands and some other cool things back here that you could pick from, Raspberry Pi. My lovely assistant Jeff has shown that we have phones, we have Raspberry Pi, bands, things like that. At the end of this, there will be three winners that we will have come up on stage and fight to the death to try to get the final prizes here, okay? Now, the way this works, each question has a heads choice, so you stand here heads, or a tails choice, so you stand here tails. Put your hands on your butt, okay? Each question, when I reveal the answer, all the people who got it wrong, sit down. Okay, all the people who got it right, stay standing. Does everybody understand? Yes? So heads, tails, okay? And make sure it's your butt you're touching, not your neighbor's butt. Okay. So, the first question. What's the official name of the Windows development platform? Is that heads, UAP, or tails, UWP? Heads, tails. You must pick one or the other. Okay. And the answer is... UWP, so everybody who picked the other answer, heads, sit down, okay? And I know you were just thinking, oh, I just want to sit down, I don't want to stand up, okay. Next one, is HoloLens really real? Heads, yes. Tails, no. I'm gonna have words with anybody who gets this one wrong, so. And the answer, of course, is yes, heads. Okay?
Good thing, right?
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Boy, would we be embarrassed.
What was Microsoft's first product? Heads, Windows. Tails, Basic. Heads, Windows. Tails, Basic. And the answer is... Basic. So everybody who picked heads, sit down. All right. This is a good age test to figure out who the old people in the audience are, I think. What's the official name of Microsoft's new web browser? See, I can't even... The French from David is rubbing off. He kept saying, brother, brother. What's the official name of Microsoft's new web browser?
And I am watching who gets this one.
Heads, Internet Explorer. Tails, Microsoft Edge. Okay.
All right.
We know you've been paying attention. Very good. Thank you. Next question. Can Windows 10 run on a Raspberry Pi 2?
Pete, was that a Raspberry Pi 2?
Heads, Raspberry Pi 2. Heads, no way. Tails, oh yes. Okay. And the answer is, of course, oh yes. And there's still way too many people standing, so we will make these questions harder. Here's a really good example of a hard question. How do you delay XAML tree instantiation in a stack panel? Heads, X defer strategy, load strategy equals deferred. Tails, X defer load strategy equals lazy. We needed to cut down the audience at some point. Ready? So heads is deferred. Tails is lazy, and the answer is tails. All right, we've only got three winners here, so. I think all of you in the back are just watching the people in the front to see what they're doing, aren't you? It's just like church. All right. Microsoft Visual Studio Code can run on the following platforms. Windows only, heads. Tails, Windows, Mac, OS X, and Linux. So heads for Windows, tails for all of these. And the answer is tails. Anybody with heads? No, okay. It was, of course, a trick question. Now, another test to see how old you are. I know some of you are like, what's a floppy? Yeah, I understand. How many 1.44 meg 3.5-inch floppies did Visual Basic 3 Pro come on? Any Visual Basic 3 programmers here? Not like today, but at some point in the past you did Visual. Like, all right, don't be shy. VB3 was great. All right. Heads, 4 disks in a sealed plastic bag, but only 3 were required to install Visual Basic. Tails, 1. And the answer is, I see some people doing this. That doesn't count. Heads or tails? 4 disks in a sealed plastic bag. Okay? Saw a few people sit down here. No cheating in this room, please. Next one. WebGL is based on Babylon. Babylon. Where's Dave?
Bacon Long.
Bacon Long. Is based on DirectX or is based on OpenGL ES. So heads DirectX, tails OpenGL ES. And the answer is not Babylon. The answer is OpenGL ES, tails. Okay. Still too many people standing. What is the engine behind howl.net? Azure Data Lake, Azure Machine Learning. Heads for Data Lake, tails for Machine Learning. And the answer is Azure Machine Learning. We're just not losing people here. That's actually good. It means that they've been paying attention, right? .NET native apps can start what percent faster on cold startup? Now we want to know how good you are at memorizing what I said earlier. Heads, 20%. Tails, 60%. What percent faster? And the answer is tails, 60%. All right. See, they were paying attention to the XAML stuff, not just to the web stuff.
Amazing.
All universal Windows 10 .NET apps delivered to consumer devices will be compiled with .NET Native. Heads true, tails false. And the answer is heads true. Okay? Still everybody standing up. What is a beacon? Beacon. Something you eat at breakfast? A device to give your application context of its surroundings. Tails, heads, tails, tails. Okay. There might be some people here who actually eat electronics for breakfast. I don't know. Okay. Our manager is Italian, and whenever he says beacon, he says bacon. And says, we have to go get the bacon. And we're like, yeah, we all have to go get it. That sounds great. Next one. What is the number of Azure data centers? Heads, 19. Tails, 10. And the answer is 19. So everybody with heads gets to keep standing. In what year did Microsoft release Windows 1.0? Heads, 1985. And I keep looking at people that I see that are well younger than this. Tails, 1990. So 1985 or 19... See, there, I see you doing it again. 1985 or 1990? And the answer is... 1985. Yes. And you know this because I graduated high school in 1990 and we had already been using Windows by that point, so... All right. How do you check for an API? Programmatic. If type of API does not equal null, or windows.foundation.metadata.api.information.is-type-present-api. So heads for that check and tails for the other one. And the answer is tails. Good, all right. What song from a major rock band was featured in a Windows 95 commercial? Was anybody here in diapers in 1995? Okay, so there were a few people. Okay, it would have been funnier, I think, if some of the older people said yes, they were still in diapers in 1995, but. All right, Start Me Up by Rolling Stones or Lake of Fire by Nirvana? So heads for Start Me Up, tails for Nirvana. And the answer is heads, Start Me Up, Rolling Stones. Okay, great. What was the first Codeplex.com project? We have to color you guys at some point. Iron Python for heads, tails is Java. And the answer is Iron Python, heads. Okay. What was the original code name for Windows 3.1? Heads, Janus. Tails, Pluto. Heads or tails, all right. And the answer is heads, Janus. There we go. I thought I was gonna have to go and buy a bunch more bands somewhere. All right, good. How many people do we have standing? One, two, three. Okay, it's getting close. Okay. What city was home to Microsoft just before Bellevue? Albuquerque, New Mexico, or tails, Topeka, Kansas? Ready? And the answer is heads, Albuquerque, New Mexico. All right, still have a few people left here. Here, this will take care of you now. Which Windows operating system shares its build number with the frequency of a tone formerly used by AT&T for the steady signal on long-distance lines? Heads, Windows 2000 build 1900. Tails, Windows XP build 2600. And the answer is tails, Windows XP 2600. There's a hacker magazine that used to be popular called 2600, and that's where that comes from. Not from Windows XP, but from the dial tone.
I think we're down to, is it down to four?
We have, how many people?
Raise your hand if you're still standing so we can really see you.
One, two, three, four. Are there any other ones? All right, let's get the four people up here so we can beat them, or five? Where? Five? Okay, let's get the five, the stage is big. Let's get the five people up there. There's a step over on this corner of the stage, over here. So come on up. I was like, a few more, okay, this is gonna be a big fight. Okay, watch your step on the corner there. Okay. One, two, three, four, five, six, all right. This means there will be three winners and three complete losers that are gonna have to come. Okay, good. But you can push over just a little bit more so we have some room here. All right, great. Now, we have a few more questions. If you get the answer wrong and you're not one of the last three, you have to walk off in shame, okay? Please don't fall off, don't throw yourself off or dive into the crowd, but walk off with your head bowed low like it should be. All right. What was the first Mac product offered by Microsoft? Heads, Microsoft Multiplan. Tails, Microsoft Office. And you can see behind you, because this monitor is terrible. So heads, Microsoft Multiplan. Tails, Office. And that's the most random phone ringtone I've ever heard. So heads or tails, everybody needs to pick. Okay, good. And the answer is heads, Microsoft. Hold on. So Since we have one clear winner and five losers, this is what we're gonna do. You get your first pick of the devices we have here. Jeff, can you do that?
Yes.
Pick whichever one you want. Whichever one you want.
Lumia 835.
And then you guys stay here, and we'll fight for the rest. Lumia.
There you go. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now we're going for first place loser, right?
Yes. Okay. That's right. Now we want to find out which one of you is the least loserish.
Yeah, the best loser.
Okay. Next question. What is the Konami code sequence? Up, up, down, down, left, right, BA. Or tails. Up, down, left, right, BA. So heads or tails?
I thought this was just a giveaway one. I thought it was an easy one.
Okay. All right. We ready? The answer is heads.
Heads.
So we have one more winner.
Now we're going to pick them off one at a time. Yeah. Okay, we got a band and a Raspberry Pi 2. They're both the same. One's a small, one's a medium. Okay.
Great. Right.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you. Okay. All right. Because of the number of people here, we've decided that we will actually give away both of these and not just
the
one.
The unprecedented number of people losing on stage.
In .NET, from what class is every object derived? Heads, object. Tails, system.object. They're laughing at you, not with you. So, okay. Okay, so we have three heads and one tail. And the answer is... object. Oh, boo! Thank you for playing. All right. So now only one of you will be the loser here. Next one. How do you adapt the UI based on screen size? Heads, adaptive trigger. Tails, responsive trigger. Clock's ticking, there we go. And the answer is adaptive trigger, heads. You guys look like a bunch of prisoners standing up on stage like this, and there we go. Which of these controls does not exist in XAML? Wrap table or hamburger? And the answer is hamburger, tails, good. What is the extension of UWP apps? .appx, .uappx. So heads for appx, tails for uappx. And the answer is .appx, heads. So we have the next winner.
Okay. Band to Raspberry Pi. Band is yours. Congratulations.
Thank you. All right.
So for the Raspberry Pi 2.
All right, we've got two people left. I'm not sure if we should do the contest or just have them beat on each other and see who survives, but I think answering the questions might be faster.
I think legal would want us to do the contest.
Yeah, they might have a problem with that. Okay, good. Which one is not a DirectX feature level? Heads, 9.5. Tails, 9.3. And the answer is heads, 9.5. All right. Next, the complexity of lookup operation on a standard map, C++, or sorted dictionary .NET is heads, order of n, tails, order of log n. All right, one of them's gonna win. Let's see. And the answer is tails. Thanks for coming. And you get the Raspberry Pi.
There you go. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you everybody for playing. This is a really fun contest here. I hope everybody got some knowledge out of it. Maybe not all totally useful, but at least somewhat fun. So Jeff, are you set to do your...
You need to give me just...
So Jeff needs me to stall for a minute while he loads up the slides for his deck. But what Jeff's going to do next is talk to you. I talked about XAML earlier. Jeff's going to talk about the things that are going on with Edge and the Universal Windows platform. And don't forget, you know, we've had the contest. That doesn't mean you could go. We have stuff later on today where we're going to have an open question and answer period where you all can ask us any questions that you have. And I believe some of you have already been asking questions in the tool that was mentioned this morning. So keep those questions coming, and we'll also have the ability for you to stand up and ask us questions, and we'll answer as many of those as we can.